the loud sound that seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That were no DJ, that was hazy cosmic jazz.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a
running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves. tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame. Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Ten Hail Marys, I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. Eight blacks left, death is around the corner. Seven misleading statements about my persona. Six headlights waving in my direction. Come on. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts, fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, try for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose, yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Starting off Funky Uncles with some fire.
I had my ups and downs, but I always find the inner strength to pull myself up. I was serving lemons, but I mean lemonade.
Oh boy. You know, I just listened. I haven't heard any of the new Beyonce album. I'm listening blind. Uncle Joe's got that Tidal.
I subscribed to Tidal over the summer. And I kind of forgot to cancel my subscription, but I'm glad now because I think it's kind of been worth it with Pablo rolling out and being able to live stream the initial Life of Pablo rollout at Madison Square Garden and then being able to listen to the album when it wasn't available anywhere else.
Dude, Pablo Honey is definitely one of my favorite Radiohead
definitely
albums.
The best. Yeah, dude. Easy.
It's their new one, but it's definitely one of their best.
Yeah. And the thing, Tom York hates Spotify and he only has Pablo Honey on Tidal.
Yeah.
So that's important.
He's trying to make money these days.
Yeah.
I can't blame him.
But that was Freedom. That was, I guess, a good track to start with because right at the end there we heard the, what seems to be the explanation for the name of the new album, which I think was a little bit, for me, it was a little bit cryptic. I think perhaps in general it was a little bit cryptic, Lemonade.
I mean, I knew it was that saying. You knew it was that saying.
I didn't know. I didn't even
that's
know
what that saying. I was like, oh, it must be the Make Lemonades.
All right, well, I guess I'm just dense, because I had...
Oh, that was the first thing I thought.
That was the last thing I thought of.
I forgot that was the title. I'd heard that, like, name on the internet, and I was like, what is that referring to? And I was like, oh, yeah. Cool.
So, we're going to be hearing some more of that. Obviously, you heard Kendrick Lamar on that, two verses, one of them just right out in the open, one of them kind of with that cool, muffly kind of lo-fi thing. So there's two. I actually have still not been able to tease out these samples yet. I guess I haven't been listening closely enough, but there are two samples on that track from recordings done by Alan Lomax. I'm not sure if you and I have spoken about Alan Lomax, but he was,
I don't know who it is. The Lorax?
Yeah, he spoke for the trees.
Okay.
Was a Library of Congress commissioned folklorist in the mid-century, as was his dad. I think as the times have progressed, they've come to be slightly more ethically ambiguous characters because they did a lot of just kind of like sticking their microphone in people's faces in different places around the South. But I think the recordings are definitely being used to good ends there. We'll play. I found the two recordings of his that are sampled.
You did bring him up maybe last semester.
At some point.
Did you learn about him at the Smithsonian?
Well, no. I mean, I learned about him. I learned about him in like my first semester here because I took ethnomusicology.
Right.
He's, you know, a big name in that field. But
I got the smelly mic today.
But he also, he was, you know, he is a figure that you hear about at Smithsonian because all, like, a lot of the recordings they have are like the kinds of projects that he was involved with. He just was working for the Library of Congress. Right. So a lot of his recordings are down the road from where I was working.
Yeah.
In a different archive. But it's a lot of the same, like, field recordings of, like, early blues, early folk, bluegrass, country,
word,
et cetera, et cetera. But first, it took me, for those dedicated listeners didn't get to hear our theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
But I found it now. iTunes is not cooperating before.
We'll do that, and then we got something right after, right?
We'll do that, and then we'll act like that's just the beginning. We'll play those two tracks that were sampled.
Oh, word.
In Freedom, and then we'll keep moving.
Good idea.
Uncle Zan is our resident Prince expert.
I'm really not.
I know, but more than I am.
Oh, that's a big burden I have. Hey, did you guys hear that Prince died this weekend?
Xander just told me today that Prince died.
I just learned a couple hours ago. I had no idea. That was a joke. Everyone knows Prince passed away. It's really sad because he was 57.
Yeah, it's super.
And he changed everything. And that's really all there is to say. He really just changed everything. I honestly, like, I do love a lot of Prince's music, but I don't think I love it as much as the people who were influenced by him.
Well, that's the thing. Like, he's
you hear so much of his influence in everything that it just kind of seems like kind of goofy and weird, like on its own. You know what I mean? Just because, like, it's been reappropriated in everything else in the genres that I like. So none of it feels as, like, insanely revolutionary as it is. Because people in the 90s, people in the 80s, people, I mean, like, everyone, he is an everyone that I like. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know.
That's interesting. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I just never really, I tried to, like, seriously add him to my list after I read Questlove's memoir after freshman year, because, like, Questlove was, like, a Prince worshiper. And I still only know a couple songs, and I feel guilty about it. I mean, it was the same thing with Bowie, really. I really didn't know that much Bowie when he passed earlier this
year. We'll do a deep dive into Prince today.
Yeah. I mean, we should just pull out tracks that neither of us have heard before.
Sure.
We'll do that.
Yeah. And I'll do some that I know, some albums that I know, and some that are less familiar.
Okay.
Because I'm no expert myself, and I will not masquerade as one.
That's thoughtful of you.
But I do like some stuff a lot. But here we go. Funky Uncles. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And what is this nonsense? I am trying to find some music to play for you, but iTunes really is not doing what it's supposed to today. But all right, I think we're okay. All right, so this is this is one of the two recordings, recorded by Alan Lomax in the first half of the 20th century, then sampled by Beyonce. This one is a recording of a sermon being delivered by a reverend. And then after that, there's a blues song being sung by a group of folks in a chain gang. So this is kind of like where the ethically ambiguous parts of the matter come through. It's like, the songs are, it's like obviously like very good music, but he's like recording, you know, people who are incarcerated. And that's kind of, I don't know, like, and he just like kind of popped in there and then left. But again, this is, you know, this is just like the source material. So we up on aux too?
You got it.
All right. You're listening to Funky Uncles.
Oh, well, I wrapped up my Virginia, I'm to tell my
you tell yourself that you won't take it back? I won't take it back. I tell you the truth. You tell it to me too. I know I need you. You know
only playing the hot tracks today on Funky Uncles. Ooh, I just licked the mic, and the mic got sicker.
Did it taste like Febreze?
Yes.
Oh, pardon me. Let's go ahead and fade that one down there.
I need to spit that out.
Wow, that's disgusting. All right, well, while Uncle Zen is taking care of that, I'll go ahead and run down what we just heard from. That was the second track from Until the Quiet Comes, 2012, released by Flying Lotus. The name of the song is Getting There, featuring Nikki Randa on vocals. Before that, Uncle Zan played us a Catronata track. Go ahead and enlighten
Bus
us.
Bus Ride. I don't really know what it is, a single. It's freaking dope.
Yeah, well, that's all you, I guess
that
really
drum,
all you need.
The drum is really just like half of the sound in the mix. It's so loud, but it's so good and so, like, just like off the whole time.
Yeah. Well, that's why that's
so good.
I wasn't planning on coming at you with the Flying Lotus, but that,
yeah,
you know,
inspired,
like, kind of slinking around the
slinking is a good
slinking
verb.
Around the downbeats and things like that. That's what Flylo is all about as well. So it seemed to go together pretty well. Before that, we played a little Porta set. That was also kind of an on the fly thing that just turned into two songs because Uncle Zan got us some Prince. Played Wind Doves, what was it? Cry? Wind Doves
Wind
Cry.
Doves Cry.
One of those tracks.
Cry.
One of those tracks for me that, of course, I'd heard the song before, but didn't know that it was a Prince song, didn't know what it was called, etc. It's just one of those songs that just kind of floated around the ether.
He played every single instrument you hear on that track.
Unbelievable.
Everything.
And there's no bass line.
And there's no bass line because when he originally wrote the song, he wrote a bass line, then he heard it in the song, and he said, this sounds too conventional. This sounds too much like an 80s track because it was like 84 and every song had a big boom and bass
right,
line. And he's
right.
Like, I don't want that. I don't want this to just be like labeled as another 80s track.
It's amazing because I didn't even notice that until you pointed that out.
Yeah, because...
And it still drives
the
heavily.
Drum, it's because of the drum machine,
yeah.
I think.
And so the drum machine, that's really what led me to Porches because I guess, you know, having been an 80s song... sort of a zeitgeist thing where I don't really know what the connection between Porches and Prince really is empirically, but they've got that same, there's clearly like a nostalgia in this new Porches album with like this like really heavy reference to the aesthetic qualities of 1980s yeah. music production. So that led me to Glow was the track that we heard from first of those two Porches songs, followed by Car, the single from that album, both of which are great songs. And Xander was likening them to The Cure, which I think is pretty accurate.
Yeah, for show. Just the
but only but this album in particular, there's not much Cure, except for the only thing they really have in common with The Cure on their previous album Slow Dance in the Cosmos from 2013 is like the not that the voices sound similar, but like the way that the vocalists kind
I didn't
of use
even
their
think
voice
that the vocalist on those tracks sounded like...
Well, it didn't sound like... What, Robert Smith, is that his name? Who's the guy from The Cure?
I don't know.
Let's
Robert Plant?
Robert Plant, yeah, that's who it is. So, Robert Plant, when he was in The Cure... I don't know. There's just like... There's a similar... It seems like they're pointing toward the same thing, just with different kind of like vocal faculties.
Dude, I think they ripped The Cure off.
That's kind of what we're getting at, I guess. And then before that, we heard from those two Ellen Lomax recordings that Beyonce featured on Freedom. One was a recording of a prison gang, sadly, and the other one was in a church led by Reverend Crenshaw was the name of the artist.
Is it time for another Beyonce song?
I think it probably is, actually.
I'm just craving it.
We sort of like we followed a path as far as it would go. Now we got to go back. So, Zan, I'll ask you, do you want to hear a freaking banger of like a rock and roll track that she made with Jack White? Or do you want to hear...
What else?
No.
What else
I mean,
got?
I'm going to play that one at some point.
Okay.
But I don't know if you want to hear that or the first song, which has this like...
Just, I want the James Blake.
Yeah. All right, so we'll go with that.
Is she trying to just do everything on this album?
There's most things on this album. Plus, it's also a video album. And like the visuals are unbelievable.
All right. Let's hear some Jay Blake, and yeah. I'm gonna follow that up with some Jay Blake.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing that too. We'll talk,
dude. Let's talk after this.
The uncles will have a chat, but in the meantime, this is the first song from Lemonade.
Eight. This is Funky Uncles. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe.
Thank you. testing signs for the town and the forest cold. Trees in clouds, testing doubts, trying hard not to be too old. Crease your telling lies that you're not on your own. Watching the faith in prayers will make you see your bones. Please fall down, testing signs for the town and the forest calls cold. Trees in clouds, testing doubts, trying hard not to be too old. Grease your pride, telling lies that you're not on your own. Watching their faith in prayer will make you see your bones.
Yeah. think you're special.
So do I.
Come on.
There's something that you want.
Why in God's name do you want to make me cry? Why?
Listening to Funky Uncles. Something in the Water by Prince. Before that, a whole lot of James Blake.
Whole lot. We followed the the James Blake strain branching out from the Beyonce album. So the first thing we heard was the first song from Beyonce's album, which James Blake doesn't sing on, but you could hear him. You don't hear him right away, but as soon as he starts, there's this one chord that is just like, if I remembered my music theory classes better, I'd be able to identify it. Yeah, Xander's got it. But it's just like the James Blake chord. Like, he just throws it in there, it's just so good. And then he's got this little, like yeah, what's Xander? Like the dwing, like those little like grace note things that are just, they're just really, really incredible. And then Beyonce singing over that, it's good stuff. And that kind of inaugurates the whole, a lot of the album is just like, you almost feel sorry for Jay-Z because he's getting rocked, like he's getting the riot act read to him, basically, because I think a lot of the album is kind of about his transgressions, I guess. And he's in the video, like it's a visual album.
He's like, yeah, I'm a bad guy.
It's interesting because that's not like he's not in those parts, but like there's like one song that sort of is like a gentler kind of I guess reckoning with like how the relationship is sort of like navigates around those kinds of problems. And but it is interesting that he's like, first of all, it's on his, like, it's exclusively on his streaming service, which I guess, I mean, I think she's also like a part owner in, but like, it's like, you know, it's Jay-Z's thing, you know, it's like his project title, and he's like appears as himself in it, but like most of the project is, you know, kind of going after him. And I'll play one song that puts that into very explicit terms, and it's a really good one, but we'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, that was because like the lyrics of that, like, I pray you, it's called Pray You Catch Me, right? Is that accurate? Did I pray you catch me? Yeah, and it's like, I pray I catch you whispering, I pray you catch me listening, that kind of thing. Like, that's what kind of sets the ball rolling in that regard. And yeah, so that was great. And then we follow that out toward